right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CanCast episode number 468. I am your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who is also starting a super PAC to troll people, Wombat.
I am starting my very own super PAC, but I spell PAC, P-A-C-K. It's a really large backpack.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Shipwreck, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you, Cheapy?
I shit my pants today, but other than that, I'm doing okay.
So that nice wasn't job. A joke?
I mean, it was a joke, but it also happened. I mean, it was funny like a joke. But, I mean, you know, it wasn't that much, so I don't feel like that bad about it. It was more just like, it's really just a fart that went wrong.
I've been there. I understand.
And I was home and, you know, 10 feet from the bathroom. So it wasn't, you know. The problem was I had to go pick up Ty from the, I was dropping him off at his Japanese class. And I was running a little late because I shit my pants. But I did make it there on time.
Did you explain that to them? Did you go, please understand?
Sumimasen, pantsu ni unko shiteru. Gomen nasai.
Nice.
I didn't say that though. I just said, no. I just opened it. She said, hi. And I said, hi. And then I walked around and left. It was fine. The bigger problem was I couldn't download Forza. And that was pissing me off more. That was more annoying than me shitting my pants. And I'm not even joking.
Now, did you get this sorted out or are we saving this for later?
It's not a big thing. We can get it out of the way now. So we'll talk about it. We'll talk about Forza and the Xbox One S that I got later. But the first thing I went to download, obviously, was Horizon 3, and it was just downloading like a 40 megabyte file or something like that. It was some really tiny file, and it would download all the DLC, but not the game. Everything but the game. And I thought it had something to do with my, because it was a review copy and there was an unlock code. I thought it was just downloading that.
Did you have to download the demo or something?
I mean, there was nothing downloaded on this Xbox. It was a brand new Xbox.
I'm saying, but what did you have to download to get the game?
Nothing. So I looked, one of the CAGs pointed out that this was a widespread problem. It had nothing to do with me or a review copy. Just something in the store broke and people who were buying the game digitally were downloading what looked like, you know, it looked like the launcher on Windows 10. Because it was the same exact screen that pops up instead of loading up the game on the Xbox. That was like the pre-launch screen that you would get on PC. So I think it was sort of sending the play anywhere got a little...
Play, you know, nowhere. Not on the Xbox One.
Right, exactly.
So do you have your game or not?
It's downloading right now.
Oh, okay.
They fixed it. They figured out what was wrong and they fixed it. So it was not... Unfortunately, it did not finish in time for the show, but it will be finished by the time I'm done with the show. So... It's all good
enough.
Me. It's good enough, exactly. And I changed my underwear and took a shower and stuff. So everything's sorted out.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear
it. I messed up a toilet pretty good at work today. I knew that.
Is that from like a cheese coney or something?
What did I have for... No, I just had like one of those, I don't know, adult Lunchables from Target.
What is that?
For lunch. It's basically... Got some like salami and cheese and an egg, hard-boiled egg, and some almonds.
Oh, okay, I know which ones you're talking about. The ones that are in the produce section.
Yeah, in the
not
produce
the ones
section.
In the Lunchable section.
No, it's like a higher quality Lunchable.
Mm-hmm.
but yeah, I just unleashed the fury on the toilet at work, and then I went to flush, and there was no tension. The handle just jiggled. Like, there's nothing connected here. What's going on? So I took the lid off the back of the toilet. I'm like, oh, I know what to do here. You just reconnect it. You lift up, at the very least, you like lift up the lever. The water rises, it goes down. I open up this thing. It looks like there's like a garbage disposal or something in this toilet. It's not your like normal like little ball floating
in the
water
ball
type
with
thing.
The rubber stopper DNA.
Yeah, it's not that. And so I find the lever that's supposed to be connected to the handle. I yank on that a couple times. No go. And so then I just left the lid sitting on the seat and stacked up a bunch of toilet paper rolls that were sitting there on top of the lid and waited for everybody to leave the restroom and then left the restroom.
You should, you didn't put a hazard sign on there?
No,
police.
It was not my usual restroom at work. So
what kind of restroom, what kind of like company doesn't have like a commercial toilet?
It is a commercial toilet. That's what this like big thing on the inside of it was.
But usually those don't even have tanks. It's usually like just like
it's usually like a pipe that just goes right into the wall. And it's usually, you know, mine's all, my company's all infrared flushers.
Fancy.
Oh yeah. Super fancy. Let me tell you.
Yeah. And I had no idea who to contact about this. So I didn't go searching out. I just stacked up my pyramid of toilet paper.
This is a warning. The universal warning for there's a shit in there.
I wanted to make sure that if somebody opened up the door, they knew to immediately shut the door again.
I don't know that. But do you think a pyramid of toilet paper actually sends that message? I'm not sure.
I know. The message that would send to me is that
the lid covering up the toilet as well. Like it's sitting there across the toilet seat.
I get it.
I made it as clear as possible that nobody wanted to be in there.
Maybe they just thought, hey, extra toilet paper in here. I could see some people thinking that.
Yeah, everyone opens. Ooh, hey, extra toilet paper.
It's gross. I'm throwing up all over
my bathroom has automatic lights. And if you sit on the toilet too long, all the lights go out. And that sucks. Because then you have to stand up and like wave around to try to get the lights on.
What's the time on that? What's the time on that? You must know by now.
Oh, I don't even think it's that long. It might be like
45 minutes.
Over 5 minutes, but less than 10.
So like 7?
Maybe. Somewhere in the 7 range. Because it happened to me this morning, so I know. Standing up with my pants around my ankles, waving my arms, trying to get the lights on.
They're trying to send you a message, maybe.
Yeah. Poop faster.
Get the fuck out of there and get some work done.
Exactly.
Oh, I don't even know if I could talk about this TV upgrade. I bought this box. Did I talk about it last week? I talked about it last week, right?
You talked about getting it, but I don't think you talked about actually having it in your TV.
Okay, right. So I ordered this upgrade kit for my TV, which is for Samsung model 2014 and 15. No, it's 2013 and 14 sets, and I think it brings them up to like the 2015 level. So basically, it gives you HDR-ish, like I said last week. So it came in. It's just a box. It's just like a light. I don't know. It's like twice as long as a shoebox, but half as flat, basically.
And, wow, that's pretty big.
It's big. Yeah, it is pretty big. It's basically like half the stand that it's sitting on. You know, like the TV, that's built into the TV.
Sure. I mean, this is a lot bigger device than what I was thinking. Okay.
It's light though. It's very light and it's just connected by one cable to the back of the television. That's it. No power. And that's it. You can just throw it on the floor or whatever, hide it anywhere. And then it leads you through, you go into the menu and you press back up and it backs up your settings supposedly to this thing. And then like all the processing stuff is done inside this box now, and it's going to give you supposed better upscaling and stuff. And so far, like I'm pretty satisfied. It's definitely the picture definitely looks better. The problem is the backup didn't really back up my my picture settings that I've slaved over, and I wasn't bright enough to figure out that I should have, you know, photographed those before doing all this. So I really need to go in there and adjust the color settings and to get everything right. But I can tell already that when I'm playing games on there, on the old TV before the upgrade, I had to turn on game mode because it was just too laggy. Now I don't need to use game mode, and the picture quality looks that much better, which is nice. I haven't had a chance to do any HDR stuff, HDR-ish stuff, but the Xbox does recognize the TV as being HDR compliant. I got all green checkboxes on the 4K test, so as soon as this Force is done downloading, I could really see if it was worth the $300.
Did you get any luck with Netflix?
Well, I already have.
I saw you posted that you couldn't get that app downloaded either.
Yeah, that worked. I don't know what was going on. That eventually downloaded and that works. But I have 4K Netflix on built into the TV.
I know, but is there any HDR with the Netflix or no?
That I don't know. My guess is it's, I haven't looked into, you know, I haven't really had a chance to.
You're the worst.
But my guess is
he bought the $300 thing. What more do you want from him?
Right, and I hooked it up. And I hooked it up even.
I know how it works.
I did two of the crucial things. No, but I don't know that Netflix, I don't know that Netflix has HDR content, does it? Netflix HDR content. No. I don't know. I guess it does. But does the Yeah. I don't know. I only turned on one thing and it was House of Cards and it looked just like the old it used to look. So I don't know if that's one of them. House of Cards, let's see. I don't know. But I don't know. I can see the picture looks better already. There's less
you know,
like artifacting.
Just in time to start watching Luke Cage on Friday.
Yes, I'm excited about that. That looks awesome.
So you can watch Luke Cage in HDR. Lots of muscles.
Maybe. In
HDR. Handsome man muscles.
I mean, he was pretty awesome in Jessica Jones.
He was the best thing about Jessica Jones.
Pretty much. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. But, yeah, I would say so far I'm satisfied, but I have not really put it through its paces 100% yet because, Forza. So there you go. So I did something. Ship, you went to Comic-Con. Or Comic
Expo. Comic Expo. We have two different ones in Cincinnati. Comic-Con was 2 weeks ago. Now it's Comic Expo time.
Why do they do them at the same time of year?
Because the organizers do not get along.
And nobody wants to budge?
Basically, yeah.
Basically, they're like the Zacks in this Nietzsche's book. Is that a deep cut reference? Is that...
It's pretty deep.
Sorry. Yeah.
So the Comic-Con that was 2 weeks ago is all like the current comic creators. No like celebrity type things or anything. And
okay.
Then Comic Expo is your more traditional, like bring in the old movie stars and people that want you to pay them to get their autograph.
Sure.
So yeah,
sounds fun.
Both of them have their place. I enjoy both of them. This one I went to because Stan Lee was going to be there. It's his last Midwestern appearance
before he dies.
They might as well put that on the program. the dude's 93
years old.
He's
a very old man.
He's doing great for 93 though. Like
yes,
I mean he's up there just signing autograph after autograph, and like I waited in line for about 2 hours. I didn't need to do that, I guess, but I was like that was the reason I went to this thing was to get his autograph. And
so did you get to talk to him at all?
The way they put you through, which is very good for efficiency, and I have no issues with this at all. Like, so as you're walking up, there's like one guy that's like saying, okay, have your item and your ticket ready to go. And then you get past him. Then there's like three people at the table sitting beside Stan Lee, like as you're going down. And so you hand the first guy your item and your ticket. And then the other two, like, they just pass it between the three of them until it gets to Stan Lee. And then that's your chance to like say like one sentence to him and him to like say something else while he's signing it.
Why do they have like several guys pass it down?
Someone pulls the string on his back and he goes, Excelsior, true believer. And then
you get
your stuff.
Yeah. He said, there you go. That was my conversation.
That's
said,
Wombat's
Thank you
line.
Very much. There you go.
Yeah.
He had, to be fair, there was like probably an 8 or 9 year old kid ahead of me in line. So he was like having a decent conversation with the kid.
That sucks. And then,
you know what? You also, I mean, kid. Not that, and I know you aren't, but being alone on that line and childless and you may have had the look on you of reseller.
Dude, there are so many alone people in this line.
Adult reseller? Here you go.
Shipwreck doesn't look like that. He looks like a fine, upstanding man.
Yeah, that would be a reseller.
No.
What did you have him sign?
I had him sign Amazing Spider-Man number 16.
Oh, nice.
It's the cover with him and Daredevil are fighting. Mm. Spider-Man and Daredevil.
Not Stan Lee. I got
not it. Stan Lee. It hadn't got to the point where Stan Lee was on the front of the comics yet. But no, it was cool. Good. Like, they have the three people that way. It's just like a constant motion thing, and they can make sure that, like, I don't know.
No knives are falling out of the books.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you're not directly handing something to Stan Lee. It's very efficient. Like, and then afterwards, there's two people too, like, that take the thing from Stan Lee, and then there's a guy that, like, blows on the item so that the Sharpie doesn't smear.
No dust may go come in Stan Lee's direction.
Right. But no, he made eye contact with you. Like, I was not expecting to have like a long conversation with him. I talked for quite a while with Larry Hama.
Let's talk to Wombat's dog.
Oh, you can hear her in the background. I know. My dog was in the kitchen barking.
I heard her.
Sorry.
I thought she liked Stan Lee. She was excited.
I have a dog. What do you want from me? It's not like a child that I could yell at and have it listen. Also, my dog is deaf, so even if I yell at it, it's not going to listen.
Right, sign language?
Yeah, exactly. I need to learn dog sign language.
Right. There you go.
Yeah. So I got Stan Lee's autograph. I got Billy Dee Williams.
Who?
Cool.
Billy Dee.
Oh, Billy Dee Williams. No. Yeah, nice.
Lando Calrissian.
What'd you say
Lando
to him?
Lando was there. Darth Vader was there. Chewbacca was there.
Wow, it's big.
Akbar was there. Darth Maul was there.
Do they have long lines? Like the guy who played Admiral Akbar, is there really a line to see him?
Not really. And none of them really had very long lines. They only come out like for certain time periods. Like for, I don't know, like an hour at a time or something.
So I saw your message about Larry Hama. Mm-hmm. Hama? Hama? Did you ever get your commission?
I asked him to draw a sketch of Shipwreck, and that was on Friday. Larry Hama's always like a super nice dude and everything. So
wait, you can just ask these guys to draw you stuff?
You have to pay for it.
You pay for it. So it's like $40. That's like a thing.
How much?
Yeah. $40 for the sketch.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Yeah.
So, but like he wasn't going to get it done on Friday. So my sister was going on Saturday, so I just said, "Oh, well, she can just pick it up on Saturday and then bring it back to me." So that's perfect. So find out like he's not there on Saturday. He just like nobody knows where he's at. His cell phone is in his hotel room, but he's not there. And like the other people, like my sister's like sitting there, like just like at his little booth, like for most of the day, talking to like the other comic people around him, like trying to figure out what's going on. And it turns out like he was drawing all these commissions in his hotel room, like up until like 2 a.m. in the morning, and he got up to go to the bathroom and fell and broke his nose in three places like on a table. Oh,
God, no.
Yeah. So he's a trooper, though. He was there on Sunday again. Oh. And so a CAG was nice enough to pick up my commission, and it's in the mail right now to me. So
was there blood all over it? Awesome.
I'm hoping.
That would make it the best.
Right now. But, yeah, I felt so bad. I'm like, oh no, I hope he wasn't like up till 2 a.m. drawing my sketch.
Right.
It's like he drew it the first time and he was like, this isn't good enough. I can't give it to Shipwreck. His Shipwreck looking like this, and he's erasing things and he's fixing lines. And he's like doing every strand of hair in the beard individually, making sure they're all straight and perfect. And he's like, oh, Polly's beak doesn't look right. And next thing you know, he falls over and breaks his nose.
Was he making it out to Shipwreck or making it out to Robert?
It just has a signature. I don't think it says to anybody on it.
It's not an autograph.
There's an autograph on it as well. I mean, I could have him say to Shipwreck or whatever. Yeah, sure.
You're paying for it.
Got it. Okay, I'd like to know. It's interesting. I've never been to one of these things.
You should go. They're fun.
Yeah, I've always been. There are certain artists that I'd love to have draw something for me. I'd love to get a Dale Eaglesham something, like a Citizen Steel or something like that. That's just me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go when it's not a pain in the ass to get tickets, and it's not going to be jam-packed full of people. So never.
You should probably just come to Cincinnati one then.
Right,
and I'm
right,
sure if you wanted to go to New York Comic Con, you could get a media pass.
The big ones like that, New York and San Diego, I don't think I would enjoy myself just because of the sheer number of people.
That's why I stopped going. I went the first 2 years, and actually I think I went the first 3 years. And on the third year, it got so crowded. Like the first year, it was like empty, and it was great. And by the third year, it was so crowded. I was like, this isn't fun. So that's that.
Cool.
Billy D still looking like a good looking man.
Yeah.
Who is?
Billy D.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
Did he wear a cape?
He had his cane. He had a, like a scarf, the Billy D scarf look going.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else we got here? Oh, is this your beer drinking section we've come to?
Yeah,
what
Wombat's
are you drinking,
drinking
tonight, Shipwreck?
I'm drinking a Stacy's Mom.
Does it have it going on?
It's not bad. It's a Citra registered trademark India Pale Ale.
Is it?
It's got an explosive aroma of tropical lemon, peach, and mango. It just tastes like a citrusy IPA.
Okay.
It's by the same company, Evil Genius, that the Purple Monkey dishwasher was last week. So I think they just glom on to pop culture.
Understandable. It sounds more interesting.
Yeah, what are you having?
I'm having a Blue Moon Harvest Pumpkin Ale. 'Tis the season, I guess. It's good. It's pumpkin-y. Not, you know, pumpkin spicy. Pumpkin spice beer. So, there you go. Goes down smooth, like a Colt 45.
I'm having water. And it's fantastic. show feedback?
Sure. Cisco Mancer has to say, why does building your own ping pong paddle seem somewhat like a Jedi crafting his own lightsaber, and yet exactly the opposite at the same time? That just made me laugh. How's your ping pong paddle going?
It was actually very fun to put it together, and it was easy.
Good.
The key was using these glue sheets instead of actual glue, which I would have definitely made a huge mess and probably fucked up. But when you use these stickers, they're just basically stickers, and they go on the paddle, and I even put it on backwards because I'm dumb and there were no instructions. So I had a 50% chance of getting it right and I didn't. But I still was able to make it work fine. So that's how easy it was.
Cool.
And then I tell you, I found a new ping pong club like really close by that just opened up.
Well, you told me.
Right.
I don't think you told the viewers.
Right. Well, I did. And it's like a 10-minute drive away, which is a lot closer than going into the city. But it just sort of started, I think. It just opened up this year and they're still sort of like figuring out the ping pong. It's mostly badminton. How do you like that?
Like with the shuttlecock kind of dealy?
With like with Asian people swinging things really hard. Yeah, that badminton. So I think that's the main draw at that place. But they're trying to
Into the bone.
They're trying to build out the ping pong, but you know, again, like none of the stuff is open during the day, and that's the only time that I can go. So we stopped by there on Friday. I took Ty with me. I figured we would play a little. And we met like this ping pong coach there who I Googled, and she's a big deal Chinese lady. And she just moved here to start the ping pong club up there. I took a lesson there today. I got them to open early so that I could go. And there was another guy there too. So they combined us and, it was fun. It was a lot of fun and convenient, but it's very different. This coach is a Chinese coach and he's teaching me the Chinese stuff. And my other coach is a French coach and I think he's very against the Chinese like drill type stuff. So it's an international conflict going on here. Anyway, I'm excited about it. What else?
Harry Kid has to say, I too am amazed by the people who still play Destiny. It's weird how people who play Destiny, that's their thing, you know? Like, nobody plays Destiny in some other game. They just play Destiny.
Is this Donald Trump writing in?
I think so. I just wanted to read this one because I wanted to say that I have the expansion, the new expansion for Destiny. And I have it on the PlayStation 4. So anyone that's interested in playing with me, I'm a little late to the party now because it's been out for a week. So feel right. free to invite me to play with you or play with me so you can carry me through the new content. So,
I personally don't care, but Shipwreck really wants to know how you came across getting this game.
I do. I know. I think I could predict how he got it.
We have a listener for the I don't want to say too much.
I already know.
Yeah. Someone very nicely emailed me a code and said,
"Oh, you didn't even ask for it?"
No, I did not ask for it at all.
All good. Yeah. That's what Chip wanted to know. No, I did not ask for it. That's really what Chip wanted to know.
Oh, no, I didn't ask for it at all. It was just I heard you talk about it last week. Here's a code.
No, that's good.
Yeah. So is that okay?
Ship, is that okay?
Is that
I
okay?
I want that to enjoy it. I did not bring up anything here. Yeah.
It's not like I'm not going to play it. I you know, if you recall, I purchased the main game. I purchased all three DLC content packs prior to this.
There's puzzles in it now.
And so now that I got the fourth piece of this game for free, you act like I'm a freeloader on the Destiny train. I've invested enough money into this game, right? I've earned that.
I just wanted to know how it came to be. I mean, Shipwreck just wanted to know how it came to be. That's all.
No, I did not ask for it. They sent it to me.
I was curious if you sought it out or if it fell into your lap. That's all. I wasn't making any judgments. I was curious just if you were actively looking to play more Destiny or someone said, hey, maybe you want to play more Destiny.
It was definitely the, do you want to play more? If you want to play more Destiny, here's a code.
Got it. Okay.
And since I brought it up, and only because I brought it up last week on the show, that it was out.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
Like, I got a new Maserati, because we were talking about Maseratis 2 weeks ago. They just dropped one off this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Why are you trying to make me sound like a dick for getting
that? That was a joke. That was a joke.
For DLC.
If you feel like a dick from that joke, then I don't know. That wasn't the intention.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to say Maserati, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how'd you get your copy of Forza?
I asked for it.
Exactly. Exactly. So what do you mean? Make me the bad guy.
I wasn't judging you. I just wanted to know. I mean, Shipwreck just wanted to know.
Uh-huh. I'm not like you. I don't email. Please send me this game for free.
Yeah, you do. Email Cheapy and I to make us email people.
And that's not what I said. Hey, look, I got this PR contact at Microsoft, mm-hmm. and he's like had 100% fulfillment rate.
Nice.
Not on game. I've only asked for this. I asked for this, and I asked for Quantum Break. But I've like E3 events and stuff. It's just like, hey, took care of it. So I don't want to jinx it. You don't want to ask for too many things.
No.
Watch this, bitches. Shipwreck. Oh, I almost went to see this the other day. How is the Magnificent Seven?
It's not bad.
Magnificent.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
A 6?
7.5.
somewhere between a 5 and a 10.
Right, 7. I like Westerns. Would I like this movie?
It is truly like a straight up Western. Like I didn't know what to expect going in, like whether or not the commercials for it, I couldn't tell like with if they'd like modernized anything. Like
Right.
Yeah, made it a more modern action movie type of thing. But no, it's pretty much like a Western.
Did you see the original Western, by any chance?
I've seen the original back in like high school.
Okay.
I do not remember enough about it. I mean, that's pretty much a straight up Western as well.
Yes, pretty much.
And I know that that's based upon the Samurai 7 or whatever.
Seven Samurai.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, whatever. the only reason I'm mentioning that is so I don't have to read a comment in the show thread about how we didn't mention that it was based upon that.
I understand that.
Would really you say this movie? Would you say this is better than Quick and the Dead? You know that
I don't
one?
Know that, but that's I the don't one know that the, I know that one.
Quick and the Dead, the Sam Raimi, Leonardo DiCaprio masterpiece.
Right, where they have it's like a tournament. It's like Mortal Kombat, but with gunslingers.
It's a good movie, Gene Hackman.
Yeah, I love that movie. You haven't seen
this
that
one? This one plays it safe, I would say.
Hmm.
It's right. It's a perfectly acceptable movie to watch, but I don't know. Really
sounds like not as good as Quick and the Dead, from what I'm hearing.
I would guess not.
I watched the season premiere of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. with Ghost Rider in it.
Nick Cage?
Not Nick Cage.
Oh.
New Ghost Rider.
Is he good?
He's not bad. It's the new comic book Ghost Rider is who he plays, so I guess it's technically the fourth Ghost Rider. He drives a car, not a motorcycle.
Ugh.
So
does his head even catch on fire?
Oh, yeah. His head totally catches on fire.
Oh.
But I mean, I don't know if they'll bring it up on the show, but he's possessed by a different demon than the previous Ghost Riders.
Yeah. So he drives a car.
So he drives a car. It's like a, whole
like different... a Trans Am or something. Like a
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
an 80s cool. Trans Am. Mm.
I read the comic book when they announced that that was the Ghost Rider that was going to be on the show. I read the first run of the series, of the comic book series, because that's on Marvel Unlimited. So I was able to like kind of catch up. So when the character came on, I was familiar with him, which was actually kind of cool to be I know who this is. I know what his background is. And then when they revealed it at the end of the show, I was like, yeah, look at that. I know what they're talking about because I read the comic books.
Your ending means nothing to me.
Exactly. Basically. Yeah, your little twist ending. I already knew what was going to happen.
All right.
So I read the book.
I would guess most people knew that it was going to happen since they advertised pretty heavily that Ghost Rider was going to be on this.
Well, no, like what makes him different as a person? Oh.
He has a car instead of a
his head catches on fire.
Wow. And his head catches on fire. And he kills a lot of people, like a lot of people.
Yeah, sounds good.
Like a whole bunch of white supremacists. Tortures one a lot. Mm. It's pretty cool. So thumbs up for the season premiere of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And they do some pretty cool stuff with things that in the comic books are pretty standard. And they actually try to like make it seem relatively important and different and suspenseful in a way that, like I said, in the comics takes it for granted. Not to, you know, it's a minor spoiler because it's in the first season. First episode of the season where they talk about life model decoys, which, you know, if you've read any S.H.I.E.L.D. comics, that's basically all Nick Fury ever is when he's outside. He rarely goes outside. It's usually just a life model decoy to the point where it's just kind of a thing in comic books. They're actually like building up to what that is, and it's kind of cool.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but I'm going to pretend that I do.
That's fine.
Sounds good. Decoys.
Black model decoy. Yeah.
How about some new releases? So we can talk about Forza as soon as possible.
All right.
Let's go straight to that.
What are you playing, Chiefy?
Well, I was playing Forza on the... Well, Shipwreck got it too.
Yes. It's pretty good. I think it's got to be in the running for Game of the Year.
Yeah,
it's that good.
I thought Horizon 2 was Game of the Year also when it came out. But
Horizon 2 was great too. This is to a certain extent more of Forza Horizon 2. But I think this environment's much more interesting.
Right. I mean, they made a lot of positive changes to the game to make it even better. So yeah, but still, Horizon 2 is still one of the top games for sure, and the best racing game ever. How far are you in? Can't be that far.
I'm 3 hours, maybe 3 or 4 hours.
Have you unlocked clubs yet? So you could join the CAD club?
I don't think I've unlocked clubs yet. I think I'm close to that. I've unlocked the multiplayer, and I've upgraded my second festival twice, okay, or once. I guess I upgraded it.
You need to you need to have three festivals and an upgrade. After you upgrade your third festival is when you can get.
Okay, clubs. I'm going to be close to that. I would think I'm getting ready to go to my third festival.
Wombat, you should get this. But did you like Burnout Paradise?
He refuses to get games that he knows are great.
But he may not like driving games, though.
It doesn't matter. This is a great game, no matter what.
I don't know.
I really like the customization stuff that they've added. I get a lot of pleasure out of just making your own events and just coming up with stupid names for the events. I don't know why. I'll spend a lot of time like putting those together. And you know, I just really appreciate when somebody makes a good racing game and they also give you a lot of stuff to do outside of racing. And this game does that. I mean, yeah, there's still room to add more things in that department, but it's pretty much leading the way. What are your favorite parts of this ship? Do you like for me, like I really like that. I love like the AI car convoys that can follow you around and I don't know. It's such a little
thing. New. The recruiting drivers is new.
And that's fun. That's fun. Even though it doesn't really add that much to the game, but just seeing your friends' names, like, you know, chasing down Wombat or, you know, firing Wombat because you found somebody better.
Hey, everyone seems to be finding me and firing me in this game that I don't have. And right. I find that to be a little unfair.
But well, I'll tell you what's happening. What's happening is they get you and they're like, oh, cool, I got Wombat. But then they see that you don't have the game and that you're not earning them any money. So then they dump you as soon as they find Major Nelson.
It sounds like college.
That's like such a little thing that they added, but it actually goes a long way to getting you hooked into the game. And even though, like, when I see Major Nelson's car drive by, like, I know it's not Major Nelson, but it's like, oh, that's cool. Major Nelson's driving an M5.
You wave anyways.
Right. I honk the horn. I'm like, hey, follow me, Major Nelson. And then he follows me. And it's fun. And I know it's not him. And then I'll see somebody else drive by. I'll see Ben Gilbert. Like, oh, get on board, Ben. And pulls up behind me.
You have your Kinect hooked up still, right?
No.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No.
I have not been playing it on my... Well, in the last game, you could talk to Anna, their Siri, their GPS system.
Right.
And you could tell her, like, I don't know, map me to the next event or whatever, like the closest thing. You could talk to her. I just don't know if that's still in this one or not. I thought that was good in the last one.
Well, you can do it with the D-pad.
And well,
she just talks to you anyway.
Yeah, I know you can do it with the D-pad. I just haven't been playing on my Xbox that has a Kinect. I don't know. It looks fantastic.
Yeah.
I like, if I'm just kind of cruising around, I go with the like behind the car view.
Sure.
But then like when I get into races, I go to the hood view just because it's, I don't know, more fun.
Yeah, I like the in-car view. I like the in-car view, the hood view.
What are the cars that you guys are leaning towards? What's the car du jour?
You switch so often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like in the 3 hours of playing, I've probably gone through six or seven cars.
It's not like old school.
You do events where you do specific cars for that. Like,
so is it more about getting new cars and less about upgrading the car you have, or is it a little of both?
It's not about
it's both, and there's you gain XP and you unlock skills and perks. A map that has icons on it that you get to cross off as you go through them.
It's really not about even winning the races. Like, you don't even need to win most of the races to advance and level up, which is nice. They really made it very forgiving, this game, for people like Wombat, I feel, who you don't. It's not like Gran Turismo Wombat, where you're like, you get a car like that you're going to hold on to for a long time because you're going to use it to win like a whole shitload of races and you're going to spend money upgrading it.
I look forward to you emailing your friend and getting the code.
I emailed the person who sent me the code asking them why I couldn't download the game before I realized that it was happening to everybody. But yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty amazing. And I love the music. The music selection is awesome.
Can you not put your own music in this? I saw that you can unlock the Groove Music Station.
Right. You can unlock the Groove Music Station. Have you unlocked it yet?
No.
Is there an all Alice Cooper soundtrack that I can listen to while driving cars?
No. Well, if you have Groove, if you sign up for Microsoft's Spotify, which is called Groove, then I guess you can, but I'm not signing up for that because I have Spotify. And now once you play through the game, you unlock all the radio channels. And now I have one called Groove that I have to scroll through every time I'm scrolling through the channels, and there's nothing there because I'm not getting Groove. So it just like loads up nothing. It's like another off.
You have to get into the Groove.
You do. You have to sign up and pay eventually. I just want to use Spotify or anything. Just let me use anything.
It makes sense to me that like, they should build that in with Xbox Live somehow. Like, me a Groove subscription that I only pay, like, a reduced amount that only plays on my Xbox.
Sort of like Amazon Prime?
Yeah, like a Prime thing. But, like, I don't need Groove Music anywhere. But if it was, like, a minimal cheap fee to have in my games, I would pay that.
Right. That's smart. But it's probably a different whole division of Microsoft, and they're not sorting that shit out anytime soon.
Oh, yeah. It'll never happen, but it would be great if it did happen. I don't mind paying for it, but I just don't need to pay full price because I'm not going to be using Groove Music anywhere but my Xbox.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. You know, you can even make, when you're making, you can make regular races in Forza, and you can also make those bucket list races.
Okay. And all, you can play co-op too, and all the stuff unlocks in co-op as well.
Online, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I can't wait to see it in HDR-ish. What else this week?
Forza Horizon 3 came out. That came out for PC as well.
All right, I forgot to talk about the PC version. It has no SLI support, and I can run it at 30 frames per second at 1440p, and it looks pretty good. I mean, it looks great, but it doesn't look, I mean, it looks really sharp. So like when I'm driving the car on the in-car view, I can read every button on the dashboard of any car. So if you're driving the Countach, you can see all the writing on the windshield wiper stalks, the dials on the radio. You can see everything. But there's some like lag problem when you're locked into 30 frames per second. There's some controller lag, and it seems like the Xbox version is actually better right now. It's not optimized properly.
It's not totally surprising.
Yeah, nope. That doesn't shock me in any way, shape, or form.
You need a lot of firepower to get this thing to run. And Quantum Break was pretty buggy when it came out. So hopefully they can turn this around. I mean, they've been working on that, you know, on Forza Motorsport, what is it? Apex, the free-to-play game. That's been out for a while on Windows. And supposedly they've done a lot. It's the same engine. So they've already put in a lot of work, basically. And that runs pretty well now. So hopefully they can tighten this up pretty soon. What
you
else?
You buy this game, Wombat.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Okay.
Yep.
But there's no rush. There's no rush, though.
No. Right. You can wait. And
I legitimately would like to play the Destiny that I just downloaded.
Yeah, that's so, the people. I mean, I'll be playing this game for a whole year at least. So there's really no rush. I mean, I think most people will just hold on to this game because it's just so awesome and big. What else?
For the 3DS. Oh, well, okay. Not for the 3DS, XCOM 2, but... No.
XCOM 2 came out.
Yeah, for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
I have not played it.
Nope. I like the last one, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what came out for the 3DS?
River City Tokyo Rumble, which I played at E3. It was a lot of fun. And I was going to buy this for 3DS, but I was too slow and it's sold out already.
Can't you buy it digitally?
You could buy it digitally, but I would go for the retail version.
Save the $6?
yeah, save the $6. I'd just prefer physical.
Sure.
But it's sold out on Amazon, and I don't think anywhere else carries it currently.
Oh, they don't have it at the Best Buy?
No. No. At least they don't have it online. I don't know if they carry it in store or not.
Well, good news. By mentioning this Thorbon, I'll make sure you get a tweet anytime that there's a it gets in stock anywhere. You can pretty much guarantee that.
That's fine. I don't have any problems with that.
Yeah.
I guess Sonic Boom Fire and Ice came out as well for the 3DS. I played that at E3. Did I like that? I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
That's Sonic the Hedgehog.
Right. It all runs together. Pun intended. What else?
What else?
What else FIFA? Indeed? FIFA. Not buying FIFA.
That's enough, right? Is that enough new releases? Do you see anything else there that you want to talk about?
I think we're good.
Let's go into Sony. Well, I don't know. Should we talk about... No. Should we talk about Palmer, unlucky? Let's do Wombat's news and stuff first, and then we'll go into Sony.
Okay.
So I think everybody knows the story now that the inventor of the Oculus Rift
is using... You say inventor in quotes?
Yeah, quotes. I don't know. I don't want to be sued by somebody by getting it wrong. The alleged inventor of the Oculus Rift used some of his $700 million to fund internet trolls to support Donald Trump, who support Donald Trump, I guess. And how did it come out? Like, did he go to the Daily Beast and just say that? Or
I think they
were investigating and he just admitted it.
Maybe they investigated it? I honestly couldn't tell you.
Because he seemed pretty forthcoming in those emails back and forth.
Isn't the thing that he was like funneling money to, weren't they like a bunch of racists or something?
No, they were shit posters. They were trolls. So I don't know.
But there was some kind of white supremacy or white nationalist ties in there as well. Okay. I haven't read this story in a week because I don't know. Right. He's always come off as a bit of a douchebag to me.
So the real issue really isn't that he's that he supports Trump. He is a presidential candidate.
Right.
For a major political party. There are people that support Trump. I think the issue is more about the white supremacism.
That's
an issue.
You know what the bigger issue is for me than both of those things? That he's literally paying for trolls. A guy who, you know, more or less is made his living on the internet and with technology and computers is paying people to disrupt that and so that other people can enjoy it. And it's to spend money on that. It's one thing if you're going to spend your time like and do it personally, and that's pretty fucking sad. But to spend money on that, it's just like it's so worthless. You're better off just burning your money. It would be better. Society would be better off. I don't even know that he cares about Donald Trump or that he cares about white supremacy. I mean, from what he said to that newspaper, it sounded like he just thought it was funny, you know, that he thought he was having a jolly bit of fun over this whole thing, which is like even more disturbing in a way, right? That's what you do with you. It'd be sort of less disturbing if he really was into Donald Trump or really like was into white supremacy, but he's maybe just more into pissing people off.
So we all canceled our Oculus Rift pre-orders now, right?
My finger was on the buy button. No, I mean, it's just weird. Like, what happens to these people who get so much money at a young age and just fall apart?
I think you just said it. They get so much money at a young age that they just fall apart.
There's no training for this. There's no class that they can take to prepare them, or they have no advisor to tell them, I don't know, keeping their shit together. What the hell? Meanwhile, like I tweeted, and then like all these trolls came at me because I tweeted like what I thought was like pretty innocuous thing. Like, I responded innocuous? To Ben.
I didn't want to say anything, but you said it. Yeah, innocuous. So it's only the innocuous thing that you said.
Innocuous. Innocuous.
Was it get a flu shot?
Right. What's the word I'm looking for?
I know the word, and I was making so much fun of you, I forgot.
No, innocuous.
Innocuous. Right?
That's what innocuous. Isn't that what I said? Oh, I said innocuous. Innocuous
yeah,
rift.
Because innocuous rift.
That's another good one. Let me write that shit down for a show title. what was I saying? I already forgot. Oh yeah. No. What was I saying?
The trolls came after you. They turned on you.
Because you said something innocuous.
Well, I responded to Ben Kuchera, and I'm sure he's like on super troll alert, like they're all over him, anything that he says. And I wrote that I didn't, he said, I forgot what he said about Palmer, but I said, I don't think he's going to be invited to any Oculus events in the future. You can be sure he won't be invited to any Oculus events in the future because, there was a shitstorm brewing. Zuck's politics. Do you think that really he's going to be inviting Palmer to anything in the future? It seems pretty unlikely. And I thought that was, a pretty safe thing to say and an obvious thing to say, but people started attacking me like I am in charge of who gets invited to the Oculus events. Like I get invited to Oculus events.
So wait, you're not in charge of this?
I'm not in charge.
You posted that.
Yeah, and they don't even consult me, which is weird. You'd think that they would, being that I have no bearing or influence on anything that they do. But yeah, people thought like I was calling for his blacklist because of that. Like, I don't give a shit what they do. Do you think he would even want to go if they invited him? Do you think the people that he interacts with the most are people who work at technology outlets, at trade shows. He spends 3 days just talking to these people, and all these people are liberal and would hate him just the fact that he's supported Trump, probably. But the fact that he's paying to troll people on the internet with fake internet memes about Trump, and lies about Clinton. It's, I had to stop using Reddit for 3 months until I figured out how to block that that Donald subreddit. That was one of my favorite apps on my iPhone, but it was just all those horrible shit posts. And now I know who was responsible for it. Anyway. Did we saw? Well, so now here's something interesting. The guy who does Cards Against Humanity, Max Temerin, I think is his name, announced that they have these card packs that you can buy, and there's Trump card packs and Hillary Clinton expansion packs. And no matter which one you buy, all the money goes to support Hillary Clinton. And in fact, they just bought a billboard with the money. Now the question is, like, is that a lot different than what Palmer Luckey has done?
Well, there's no white supremacy involved.
That's one difference.
I think that's a pretty big difference.
Did you see the billboard?
Reason to be upset with him is the white supremacy thing. It's not the supporting a presidential candidate. That's his right to support whichever presidential candidate he wants. It's when you're a racist, that's a problem for me.
I think, though, I feel like a lot of the, the technology sites, just the Trump thing would be enough.
I'm not saying that you're wrong for certain people. I'm just saying he's allowed to. You can't be mad at someone for,
But you could be disappointed and, really confused.
Exactly. I think at this point, though, I do think you need to let us know, editorially, who the CAGcast is picking as who we're endorsing for president this year.
Oh, is it time to make our official endorsement?
I think it's time to make that official endorsement announcement.
I endorse Jill Stein. No, I'm voting for Hillary, obviously, at this point. I voted for Bernie, and that didn't work out, and there's no fucking way I'm voting for Trump. And Hillary's growing on me, actually. I thought that her debate performance was excellent. I watched the whole thing.
Me too. I watched that whole thing. I've never been able to sit through a whole debate before. I'll give Trump that much. I was able to sit through that whole debate.
Right, just to see what garbage would come out of his mouth.
Oh my God, the cyber thing was pretty ridiculous.
Oh, I mean, how about the calls? How come everybody refuses to call Sean Hannity? What about that? He said that like four times. It's very, very strange.
It was a little crazy, but I'm glad I watched it.
Right. So does that mean you're not voting for Trump?
Well, my only problem with Hillary Clinton is that she does dress like a bartender from Star Trek The Next Generation. But other than that...
That's a good thing. She just needs the hat. She doesn't have the crazy hat.
She needs the hat. Maybe Whoopi Goldberg will lend it to her.
The hat that's missing the top of it for some reason. Because space. Yeah. How about we talk about Sony for a little bit? We could talk about those PSVR games that we played.
I'm interested to hear.
We played a whole bunch.
Oh, God. I don't even know how to talk about these games.
I played Ace Banana.
All right.
So did you.
We got invited to an Oasis Games PlayStation VR review session. Not review session, preview event, I guess you could call it. Mm-hmm. That's where we were the other day, where I was photographing Wombat with all the lights on his head. So we got to play like four games that they had.
Yep.
The common theme, before we talk about each game, I would say that the common theme between these games is that they don't seem like full retail games for like a, okay. You know.
That's how a lot of these VR games are going to be.
These are like mini games.
Regardless of quality, they're going to be short experiences.
Yeah. So there was the game Ace Banana was one of the games, as Wombat said, which I think was my favorite out of them.
You didn't play Pixel Gear, so
that wasn't my favorite. I watched you play it. Ace Banana is like a bow and arrow game where you shoot monkeys that are coming to take your bananas.
It's cute.
I feel like all these games should be on one disc for a low price of something. That's probably whatever they're charging for one game. I don't know what they are. There's a game, what was it? Weeping Dove. They had Pixel Gear that you mentioned, which is a shooting game.
Yeah, it's sort of like a cartoony game where you're shooting like ghosts. It's like a light gun game.
It's like if you wanted to have characters that look like they came from Minecraft but didn't want to get sued, so you sort of made them look like they were coming from Minecraft, and then you shoot them with guns, with a gun. That used the Move controller, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dying Reborn was the horror game that uses the regular controller, and that game actually was pretty cool. That game is sort of like a... what are those things called? The rooms. Escape room. It's like an escape room, but on the PlayStation 4 with a VR helmet. So that kind of has that has like a hook going for it that kind of works.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I could see that being a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was kind of cool and creepy. The frame rate wasn't quite ready yet, so it did make me a little nauseous.
Right. That one looked the best, I would say.
What about Weeping Doll? Weeping Doll is clearly the best name out of all of these.
Weeping Doll also wasn't quite ready for prime time, but it's like a horror. It's a very Japanese horror-y feeling game where you're walking through an old mansion and solving puzzles.
Made by Chinese people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say Dying Reborn looked like the one that our listeners would be interested in the most, potentially. I don't know. It didn't make me want to buy VR. Let's put it that way. I felt pretty strong in my holding fast to not buying it after playing those games. Also in Sony news, No Man's Sky is under investigation for false advertising. I guess is it Steam that's under investigation? Who's actually
Hello Games and Steam, I guess.
Okay.
Because this is in regards to their Steam page.
I thought the PlayStation 4 was also under investigation because they still have the E3 video up.
The article I saw did not mention PS4. But
that's one of the things that I read. Again, that doesn't mean that it's true, which is one of the things I read.
Could be. Whatever. Mm-hmm. People
going to sue. People
right.
going to sue.
Like there's, it's not entirely No Man's Sky's fault that everybody got their expectations way out of whack with this game.
I'm telling you, the problem they had with this game was releasing it at full price.
Well, no, I mean, and but there are some...
But that's not like what they're complaining about here. That's not the problem here. They're complaining about that the game is not promising like what it looks like on the page.
If this game came out at $30...
That's legitimate, though. That's a legitimate complaint.
No one would care.
Don't
it
you think?
I mean, the game does not look anything like the E3 trailers.
But yeah, and they're saying the video
every
on
game
Steam
gets sued. Then every game gets sued.
No, but they're saying they're still using the videos on the Steam page.
Mm-hmm. But they're still advertising it with those videos.
So I think that there's something there. I mean, it's not a huge deal. I mean, like, I wouldn't fucking sue anybody over it. But hey, I guess you can investigate. Go ahead. Everything else is going great.
Seems like a great use of money. Everybody.
Well, they're not suing, right? It's some.
No, it's asking this UK-based advertising standards authority,
right?
Which somebody's funding that. They're not doing that for free.
Sure, but you know what? It's not. If that stops some developers or publishers in the future from putting together phony trailers at E3 or wherever, then maybe something good comes out of it. Because that doesn't really help anybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bad practice to begin with.
This is what happens when you do that. You know?
I mean, we had the same thing with Watch Dogs.
Right. You get everybody frustrated, and then the whole story comes about, is about if... You know, whether you were lied to or not, and not about how if the game is good or not.
But you can get lied to, and if the game's good, nobody complains.
Yes, but you just need to make
come
sure
on. People
are
going to complain.
But they're not going to go this route with it.
Maybe not.
I just think, I don't know. Sure, there's both sides have some fault here, but I just have a hard time. Like with people expecting this to be much more than what it was.
Right. There's some issues but it's hard to get to.
It never advertised itself to me as anything more than what I got out of this game.
It was advertised to be a little more polished, but not more than what it is. Does that sound fair?
Sure. I haven't played it in a while, I'll tell you that. I'm waiting for them to add all the shit in that they promised.
Oh, keep waiting. Hold your breath.
I got Forza. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. They could just move on for all I care. Just go do something new. You did this.
Yeah, it's fine. What's next? No Man's Sky 2. Some Man's Sky. Microsoft. What do we got here? Microsoft put out an ad for their Xbox One S, which touts it. What's the proper way to say that, Wombat? I don't want to get made fun of again.
Tout
would mean that it's like tight,
right? Taut
is tight.
I don't know if I can ask Shipwreck how to pronounce things. It's gonna really really screw me up. I was telling Mr. Chibi about Jaguar the other day. She was interested to learn.
Was she?
Yeah,
I can teach her how to pronounce all kinds of things in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Yeah, so they put out a TV commercial talking about how Xbox One is the only... It's very tricky how they put these commercials out, right? They say, Xbox One S, the only 4K Blu-ray player, 4K games, video streaming, 4K, blah, blah, blah. It makes it sound like it's the only console that does any of those things, not necessarily just one of those things. But it's pretty effective. It's always good when you can sort of rally around a bullet point that's missing from your
I'm competitor. Very curious when you have your PlayStation, your PSP, how the 4K compares between one game and another on the two consoles.
Well, the One S will not do anything. It doesn't really do 4K gaming, right? It has HDR, but it's not going to play anything in 4K.
It would upscale.
But the TV upscales, like everything upscales. So that's not really like what the PlayStation Pro does, some sort of fancy upscaling that is supposedly better than your standard upscaling that you would expect from your TV or something like the Xbox One S. So yeah, it's sort of two different things. So you're going to expect the PlayStation Pro to look a lot better than the Xbox One S for games that support it. Nintendo, I feel like whenever we talk about Nintendo, it's always bad news. So maybe we shouldn't even talk about it.
Well, there is no news, right?
There's no news, but there was this article that came out that showed the sales numbers for their current generation of products compared to their previous. Yeah,
it's not going well.
It's not going well.
Can't be a shocker.
Right, the Wii U is really
bad. Let's move on.
and the 3DS is just bad. There's the summary.
Well, the 3DS, in comparison, it's bad.
Sure.
But as a product, it's still pretty good, I would
Correct.
Say.
Correct. It's the last blockbuster syndrome. It's slowly winding down.
Right, right.
Hopefully the NX is different enough than the 3DS, and it's really, you know, really convinces people that they need to carry a dedicated gaming system with them, because otherwise I think this number is just going to go lower. It's going to keep going down because you know why. We don't need to talk about why. How about some CAG bag? I think, are we ready for CAG bag?
Yeah, I'm waiting for you.
Wombat's so ready for CAG bag right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nukem Joe on Twitter wants us to talk about games that now let you play early if you pre-order them, and whether we think that's, I guess, fair or not, or
all that, like, play 4 days early kind of stuff.
Yeah, like Horizon did that. If you pre-ordered, yep. You got to play on Friday. You got to play before the, you know, for the weekend.
That was weird. Cool. Yeah, that was weird going into Best Buy and picking up my game and them having to confirm that I pre-ordered it before they could sell it to me.
Interesting. I never even thought of that. That's like a whole new thing that you're asking Best Buy employees to have to figure out just so you can try to get people to pre-order. I mean,
they did
game.
It without any problems, like, because they had it there behind the counter and everything. But
right. It's in the computer.
That's got to be confusing for, I don't know, just consumers in general to see somebody like buy Forza and then go, oh, I'd like to buy that. And then Best Buy has to say, well, come back in 4 days.
Right. And the real question is, are you really playing it early, or are the people who are just not pre-ordering playing it late?
But couldn't you pre-order it that, like, couldn't you just, like, just go back to a computer, pre-order it, and then go pick it up?
No, you had to pre-order the special edition, right? Wasn't it the, you had to get...
The Best Buy in on 44th Street still had plenty of special editions in stock.
You had to pre-order it maybe by a certain date before you could do it? I don't know. I don't know what the
rules
were.
It's a very confusing world we're living in.
I was going to say, because you could just go and pre-order it. It's still 4 days early, technically, from release. So you could still pre-order it. You could walk in and say, I did pre-order it. Here's my email that says I pre-ordered it.
They probably had a date that you had to hit. That's what I would do.
Then I would ask for a manager and say, that's not what it said here. And then I would complain. And
you didn't even fucking buy the game. What are you talking about?
I'm telling you what I would do. These are the things that I will do as a pre-orderer of this game. Chowda.
I think it's as good an incentive as anything else. I mean,
it's pretty good, yeah, as an incentive. I don't know how fair it is.
It's not a negative by any means.
Well,
I feel like there's another game that has that coming up. Am I making that
Gears.
Up? Is there another one? Gears?
Gears of War 4.
But isn't it that, I thought you had to buy a special edition, like one of the, you know, the not the $60
edition. I think for Forza it was the special edition. For Gears, I honestly don't know. I'll have to ask my good friend, John DiMaggio.
Yeah, we should know these things. I apologize for being so...
I thought it was any version of Gears, and I'm not confident on Forza because I...
I'm looking it up on the Amazon now. See what it says. Gears of War Ultimate Edition includes Steelbook with physical disc and season pass plus early access. You have to get the special edition for $100.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You looked up the regular one, and it didn't say that?
The regular one does not say that.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to get extra money out of people. Mm-hmm. I don't know if, you know, I guess it's fair. I don't know. Like, would I do that if I was selling games? maybe. At MSU Hitman writes in and asks what we think of the use of retro games in marketing recently, such as the Kia Tecmo Super Bowl ad and the... And WWE's TJ Perkins entrance music. I don't know TJ Perkins, but I did see that the Bo Jackson commercial, which was pretty outstanding. So
there's multiple ones. There's multiple
there?
Bo Jackson Tecmo ones. Yes.
No way.
Have you not seen the one with Brian Bosworth in it as well?
No, I haven't. Oh gosh.
That one's fantastic as well.
Can they get LT in there? LT was pretty outstanding in that game. He could block it basically every kick, no problem. And yeah, he was pretty solid. We like retro games, so of course we like that stuff.
I like Bo Jackson. I like any commercial that has Bo Jackson in it, and there's been a lot now. He also
I heard that he
Tecmo Bowl
things.
in the Bud Light commercial.
I remember that one. I feel like I remember a beer commercial with the Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah. Have you not seen this Kia ad, Wombat?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Oh man. I wanted to buy a Kia after I saw that. But I didn't. I was going to ask you something, but now I forgot.
Why am I so handsome?
That was definitely not it.
Genetics. How my new slow cooker's doing?
I don't think that was it either. How is it doing?
It's doing good. We used it for the first time today. We made a lemon chicken, and it was so good. It was ridiculous.
That sounds super pretty good.
It was good. Sound good. We're doing this whole new cooking thing in the house where we do all the prep for all our meals on Sunday. And all the meals go in Ziploc bags.
Huh.
So each day we have our meal ready and prepped. So it's either slow cooked, so it's ready when we get home from work, or it's just ready to be cooked. So
I need to learn how to
cook. It saves us a lot of time. It took us an hour on a Sunday morning just to prep 7 meals, label the bags, and put them in the fridge.
That seems fast.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That seems good. Yeah,
it was cool. And it's like all these special healthy recipes, so I've been eating a lot of vegetables this week. So I may be a little gassier than normal.
Try not to shit your pants by accident.
I will do my best, but I make no promises.
Yeah, I couldn't even take a shower right after because I had to take Ty to the Japanese school.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't that much.
I didn't think so.
Could have been worse. Okay, then. Let's thank everybody for listening so I can go check to see if my Forza Horizon 3 is downloaded.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. And what else? Anything else? That's it.
Bread's done.
Who are you?
I'm many faces with the power to change from man to robot to monster.
Oh, no.
He-Man.
He-Man sold separately.
Hi, old friend.
Hi. He-Man, he's your friend?
Friend and ally. He's just kind of weird sometimes.
Oh, in specially marked packages, Manny Faces comes with 5 extra weapons. He-Man and Manny Faces each sold separately. Part of the Masters of the Universe collection. From Mattel.